All right, hanging out here with Justin Hogg. How's everything going, man?
No, not too bad. How are you doing?
Oh, things are going pretty good. We're getting ready to play your song, Picture Perfect, here on River Country Rising Stars. But first, let's get people the opportunity to get to know you. You're kind of mentioning to me before, this is like your first single in like 3 years. You're happen to be from just outside of Edmonton there, which I'm sure is very helpful being that close to a major city for a career. But sort of where did you get your start in music and kind of what made you go like, this is what I want for a career. I don't want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, and every other lie Kenny Chesney tried to throw at a girl in Out Last Night.
Yeah, I grew up in Mournville, like you said. I spent pretty much my entire life out there. Definitely was very helpful being close to a major city. You get a lot of opening acts because a lot of acts come through, right? So that has been helpful for sure. I never really made the decision to be a country singer. Out of high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was kind of just working for my dad in the trades. And kind of right out of high school, I started getting hired for shows and it kind of snowballed from there. And I just decided it's like, wow, I can do this actually. So it was never like, I'm going to do this. Kind of just happened, and I'm really fortunate that way. So
what is that like coming from a small town? Obviously, I think Morrinsville is from 30 to 45 minutes, roughly, give or take, away from Edmonton. Sort of, what is that like being close, but also being from a small community outside to where a lot of your gigs, I'm sure, were potentially in Edmonton or the surrounding area?
Yeah, I mean, being just growing up in a small town, like it's Mournville is really nice because it was convenient. It's close to the city. It's a 30-minute drive, but I'm still out of the city, you know? I do live in Edmonton now, but I think the travel for shows, like, that's pretty common, like, whether it's to Edmonton or other provinces, like, it's the nature of the game, right? You're going to have to travel if you want to take the opportunities and got to grind it out, right? So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not that far from Saskatchewan. You're not that far from Calgary, Red Deer, Pinoca, where I'm sure there's lots of opportunities with the rodeo sometimes to get in on there. Yeah. Did you cut your teeth doing rodeos, or was it more kind of bars, or where did you really get that start going?
Yeah, I really started to gain some traction back in 2017. From then on, we were doing about 120 shows a year, and it was kind of every type of opportunity that you could think of, whether it was rodeos or music festivals or bars. We played Cook County Saloon quite a bit. Casinos, kind of like every style of venue, just playing anywhere we could to get the music out there, build a fan base organically. So yeah, we're kind of on every stage there could be.
Nice. Now, sort of, what is that like then as an up-and-coming artist? If maybe an opportunity presents itself, but it's a little further away, are you somebody that likes to almost take that risk of doing that far travel where financially it may not pay out the way you want it to? Or are you more, because you're not that far outside of an Edmonton, Red Deer, Calgary, even a few hours away, that maybe that wasn't as big of an obstacle for you?
I think it's distance has never really been an obstacle for me. I kind of weigh out the pros and cons of the opportunity. You know, is it worth it for me to go? Whether it's financially, or what does the opportunity look like? Am I opening for a bigger act? Distance is never really something that deters me. You know, we've done little tours in BC. We've been into Saskatchewan, played a little bit in Ontario, Halifax. I've done some stuff down south, down in Nashville. So I guess it kind of depends on what I think, like, is this going to help my career or not, right? So.
Nice. Now, as you were telling me before, this is your first song or your first single in 3 years. Sort of what kind of led to that bit of a hiatus?
Yeah. There was a while where I wasn't overly happy with my songwriting. And I think every songwriter goes through that, where there's going to be songs that you write and you love automatically. And then you're going to go through stints where you just don't really like what you're creating. And I went through that for a while, and I wasn't proud of the music I was writing, so it just didn't make sense to put it out, right? And I think sometimes you gotta just live life and kind of, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So if you're not out enjoying life and filling your cup that way, then you're not going to be writing music that you love. And so I had to do that for a little bit.
So why Picture Perfect to be that first one after that 3 year, obviously not necessarily a hiatus from music, but 3 years of not putting out any new music? What made Picture Perfect the one where you're like, this is the one I want?
You know, that's a tough question. Like, there's been a lot of songs where it's like, this might be it. But I was never really in love with the music. And then when I wrote this song, I couldn't put this song down. I rewrote this song probably 3 or 4 times, but I just kept coming back to it. It's like, this is a great idea. It's catchy. It's the hook is clever. Like, I got to do something with this. And I rewrote it about 3 or 4 times, but there's probably a solid 2 or 3 weeks where it was the only thing that I was thinking about. It's like, this is the song. I don't know why, but I love the idea, and it's the one I wanted to develop. So
nice. Now, what all do you have in store for the rest of the year? We're getting closer to the halfway point of June. Obviously, you were telling me before you may or may not go to CCMAs this year. Last year, that's where I got the chance to briefly meet you, was at the MDM. I did not know there was actually a winner for that showcase, but I guess you won, so congratulations.
Well, winner as in like one of the top three.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So like me, Justin, and Braden, we all won the showcase slot, right? So it was put out to a number of artists. So yeah. So it's not that I was like an overall winner or anything. If anything, Justin actually had more votes. He had the most votes in that. So, but yeah, I think... I'm on the fence about CCMAs. I think I would like to go again. If I don't go, it would be the first time I've missed in, I think, 8 years.
Oh, wow.
9 years. Like that. I've been going for a long time, so I'd hate to miss it. I really do want to go. But other than that, I need to get back in studio. I want to record some more music and have a follow-up to this single, and just kind of focus on playing the shows that come to me. At the end of this week, we're playing the Rainmaker Music Festival in St. Albert, so Gord Bamford's on that, Kelsey Kulik's on it. So that'll be a fun show. It's almost a hometown show for me. It's 15 minutes from my hometown. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So is the plan just singles for the time being? Or are you working towards an EP, an album, or how's that work with you?
The goal is an EP eventually. Right now it's singles to kind of, when you take a break from releasing music, you kind of got to rebuild a little bit. So my focus right now is singles to rebuild and kind of get back to kind of where I was in that way. But I really would like to put out a full body of work. And I know that's not necessarily the format right now. Everybody's so focused on singles, but I would just really like to build out something, you know?
Yeah. Now, you let me know before that you are an elk hunter. Is it weird then that you're wearing an Edmonton elk hat and that the team named itself that?
It's a Browning hat, actually. So it is still a hunting hat, but it's not quite the Elks.
it kind of looks sort of just like the logo.
No, it's all good. Yeah, no, I am an avid hunter, whether it's elk, deer, moose, whatever. But I did find it funny when the Elks renamed themselves that. And yeah, I'm still warming up to it, I think.
I think a lot of people still are. Like, you'd think you'd want something, well... My family's from Saskatchewan, so they're all most of them are all Rough Rider fans. My dad, fan of the Edmonton team, he told me at one point he went up to Gaynor the Gopher and kind of warned Gaynor, I'd be careful, Gaynor, in Saskatchewan we shoot gophers. So why would you want your mascot to be something you hunt?
Yeah. I think for me, the Edmonton Elks, and this is like just a little quirk of my own, but Elks is not the correct pronunciation of elk in plural form. It's just elk, so it's like that bothers me a little bit, but I won't
it bothers me too. Picture Perfect is an amazing song. I know people are gonna love it. Thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Justin.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.